Then he grinned and laid his right forefinger over a circle made by his left thumb and index finger. This was a Tahin gesture which meant, I tell you the truth. This irrational feeling. Yar. Certainly I know that the bleeding lion hasn't reappeared in the north, nor do I believe that the sun's cooling from the inside. I've heard tales of the Red King's madness, and that the Dantiti has come to take his place, and all I can say is I'll believe it when I see it. Same with this wonderful news about how a gunslinger man's come out of the west to save the tower, as the old tales and songs predict. Bullshit, every bit of it.
Bimley clapped him on the shoulder.
Does my heart good to hear you say so.
It did, too. Finley Otego had done a hell of a job during his tenure as head. His security cadre had had to kill half a dozen breakers over the years, all of them homesick fools trying to escape. And two others had been lobotomized, but Ted Brodigan was the only one who'd actually made it under the fence. This phrase Pimley had picked up from a film called Stalag 17. And they had reeled him back in, by God. The Cantoy took the credit and the security chief let them, but Pimley knew the truth. It was Finley who'd choreographed each move from beginning to end.
But it might be more than just nerves, this feeling of mine, Finley continued. I do believe that sometimes folk can have bona fide intuitions.
He laughed.
How could one not believe that, in a place as lousy with precogs and postcogs as this one?
But no teleports, Pimley said, right? Teleportation was the one so-called wild talent of which all the Divar staff was afraid, and with good reason.